Good evening, guys. Hello?
Oh, I hear something.
Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, I'm so sorry.
You have to unmute.
I'm so sorry, y'all. Okay, I'm sorry. It was on my end. Okay, we're all connected. We're all here. Everybody here? Roll call.
Bree.
You're.
Okay. Before we start, we are live. So. Yes. Don't say anything. Okay, so welcome back to the Auntie Block with your host, Auntie, which I was obviously late. I need for you guys, if you're not speaking, to mute your mic, mute your phone, and JP along with the rest of the family, so you know what type of time we're about to be on. So quick reminder, shop with Lola and Doe, offering all natural products. Use promo code Auntie to receive 10% off your products. At www.lolaandoe.com. Where being natural is essential and washing your ass is important. I also need you guys to follow at Malaysia Dior TV for all updates for this episode. Now, we have a guest with us tonight. Guest, are you here?
I'm here.
Okay, go ahead and introduce yourself real quick before we get into this this messy stuff.
Okay. Hi, everybody. My name is Brittany. I am currently active duty in the Navy, but I do health and nutrition. That's my thing. So these holes are seriously unhealthy in the mind. We're going to talk.
Yeah, that's valid. It's great that I'm here because of the conversation we're going to have tonight regards to the mental health of, you know, some individuals. However, y'all ready? Y'all ready to do this?
Here.
Okay. So, I know you guys have all been following the situations that's been going on with Nicki Minaj and Cardi B. Now, neither of those heifers are innocent individuals. If you're going to be Team Cardi, you got to be Team Nicki. And I'm only saying that because both of them have done some foul shit. You can't. Okay. Mute your background. Like, I don't know who background that is.
Who the hell fighting when? You in the middle of the hurricane.
Right. Who is in the middle of the hurricane right now?
Who I don't hear kids.
I'm like, is that typo? I'm like, is he, you out in the storm right now?
Don't do typing like that.
Nah,
I mean, look, she was running from the storm. I didn't know what was going on. I hear a lot of sound, so I was like, it can't be her.
Okay, no. So like I was saying, I don't know what's going on. Whoever the fuck background noise is that, I'm just, somebody's getting cursed out when we get off of this damn phone.
It's not me,
it's probably Jake, I don't know. But, anyways, so, you know, in order to, like, if you want to be either Team Cardi or Team Nicki, I mean, they both have done some foul shit. So it's like you're picking and choosing how you want to, you know, like somebody, which is, I mean, I guess it's fine. It's okay. Y'all can do what y'all do. But, me and Britt, over the last couple of days, we have kind of, like, really been dissecting this whole situation, and I was kind of wondering where the beef originated from, and I, you know, obviously, Google is free. We went ahead and dug up some articles, so I don't know if Britt wants to start it off, or if you want me to just start it off, Britt.
You can start it off. I just jumped on.
Okay, cool. Okay, so let me go, and let me pull up this article real quick. Give me a second.
This nigga on the subway. Where the fuck are you?
Who? I don't know. Who
they just
is.
Don't want to tell us. It's cool. It's cool.
Right. Okay, so give me a... This is... Of course, it would be some technical issues.
What
now
you
I gotta
need?
Type this shit out. I need, can you have the article pulled up?
Which one do you?
Yes, I'm pulling it up now.
The complex article. Yeah, the complex article.
Mhm.
Oh, never mind. I got it. I don't know what's going on. I swear the Illuminati probably listening to this
it's
shit like that.
It's
important.
It's
important.
It's easy
enough for them though. So the beef started.
Did y'all know that Remy Ma, I don't think nobody really talked about it as much. Remy Ma had literally put at Summer Jam Nicki Minaj on like this obituary type picture at Summer Jam.
Yeah.
Do y'all remember
yeah.
that? Huh?
Nah, I don't know.
I didn't know, but I'm interested.
I remember
right.
because
so,
it was at the same time when the Drake and Meek shit was happening. So remember when Drake did his stuff and he posted Meek Mill and all that shit on display during the concert. He basically just took that and he did it.
What?
Can you repeat
that?
He was saying that the Drake and Meek beef, that's the same concept that he used.
Okay, I got you. Thank you.
Okay, so that happened at Summer Jam, which was last year in June 2017, and Cardi B ended up joining Remy Ma at Summer Jam. So then, August 2017, you know, Nicki denied subbing Cardi on No Flag. Now, in No Flag song, she made some references, like she said, "Little bitch, I heard these labels trying to make another me. Everything you get in Little Ho is because of me. I heard I'm slapping bags. Word to Shaggy, it wasn't me. These bitches is my sons, of course, but they daddy ain't busting me. Blah, 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 blah." So she apparently saying that wasn't towards Cardi. What do y'all think?
That's bull, man. Oh, that was obviously towards Cardi. Wasn't anybody else mainstream as a female who would have been pitted against Nicki? So... that was very clear. That was a shot.
Well, what about that British girl, that article in which they said she was hired by Atlanta Records to try to start
some
shit?
We're not there yet.
We're
not there yet right now. Give me a second. So, we're really not there yet at all. So, September 2017, Cardi featured on No Limit, denied beef on the Breakfast Club. Like, if anybody has watched Cardi's interviews, Cardi dodges a whole bunch of fucking questions. Like, well, I literally was at work yesterday and the day before, and I was watching her interviews, and I'm just like, you don't talk about anything. They ask her questions, and she dodges them. Basically, 90% of the questions that they
start
ask,
being silly and shit.
Huh?
She'll start being silly and shit, like doing that. And all that dumb shit instead of, like, answering
the questions. That annoying shit, right? Right.
Yeah, so like, to me, I felt like she was trying to avert. I felt like when I first seen her, when they first asked about the motorsport situation, that she clearly said that it was no issue. And I feel like the media and the fans dragged this shit out. It really wasn't no issue to begin with, and it became an issue. I don't even think either one of them really had no true beef with it. I think the beef came when Nicki realized this bitch really is blowing up. Like, this bitch is annoying, like, at this point. And then it's like, nah, nigga. Like, I think, like, the fact that Nicki Minaj is kind of insecure, she don't want nobody to take her shine just based off of the fact that she goes behind people's shit and tries to do little passive-aggressive shit to try to mess up the way they perform, like, when they go to award shows. Like, it isn't just Cardi who said that. It's multiple female artists who have said that. So that's why I feel like they both petty as shit. They both whack as shit. Like, just get your money and eat and don't fuck with each other. Y'all
wrong. You gotta think about it too, though. Nicki did the same shit against Miley Cyrus and shit like that. Nicki's just a petty person, period. So
yeah,
she's always dug at people on the low or in their face or whatever. But what she does, that's on a platform where you're not gonna do anything to her. You know what I'm saying?
She only comes for people hard who meet them.
Yeah, but she goes.
You know what I mean?
But she only does it like where people are at, like sports shows and stuff. She doesn't talk about people like when she does interviews. She doesn't, we don't have to talk about this bitch. Or she'll say, I'm talking to all these bitches, whoever wants it, male or female. So she'll say stuff like that, but she's really talking about one individual.
Yeah,
Cardi, on the other hand, Cardi B is just, she'll talk shit. She's talking shit more so probably because the fact that she put in this position and she has to say something.
Yeah, exactly. That's what my whole thing is, yeah. Like, she has to. It's like people, like, literally from the motorsport shit. This is why I guess, like, I could see, I see Cardi's perspective, even though she's not right, because it's like, literally, even though she's avoiding the questions, because it's like, nigga, I don't have to answer because it's not no issue with me. I'm telling you multiple times that I don't have the issue. And then Nicki was quiet on it. Then she came out of nowhere because she needed to promote her album. So why not stir up some shit that's already been stirred up by the fans in order to push this Queen album, in order to cause controversy, because controversy sells. And 50 Cent used to do that shit every, oh my God, this background noise is like crazy. It's kind of hard to ignore.
Yeah,
but
yeah, I don't,
it says go into a quiet room in the article. Go your ass in that room. That's a lot. Okay, cool. They got it.
Okay,
so basically, I don't even know what the fuck I was talking about. JD, you got it. Take over. You was making good points.
Okay, I'm going to go back down to the beat. So, September 2017, Cardi featured on No Limit the Nice Beef on the Breakfast Club. Oh, okay, obviously. So, September 15, 2017, Cardi B makes history with number one song, Bodak Yellow. Okay, cool, whatever. And then October 2017, Migos dropped Motorsport. Now, I think this is when a lot of shit started to get murky, is when Motorsport happened. Because now it's being claimed that Atlantic, Nicki had made a verse, and I think Cardi's name was in the verse, and Atlantic wanted her name or something like that of the sort taken out. And that's when it started, that's when Nicki went on there and on the Beats radio show. And she was, you know, she wants to be an actress, so, you know, she was crying and making this, you know, like, I understand her pain, I understand why she was upset, but I have,
I don't.
I mean,
that's what she saw upset for. That shit was whack as shit.
What?
Like, she was being, bitch, you're like 39. Why the fuck are you acting like,
well,
this?
No, like,
lame.
I mean, okay.
Stop, she's like 32.
Like, when you write something and then you give it to somebody and they actually redo it, I understand why she was upset, okay? Because y'all would be upset, too, if y'all wrote something and somebody else took it and redid it. It's just that simple. But, I kind of want to reach into Atlantic being shady, but Nicki knows Atlantic is shady anyway. So I was going to say,
Cardi is a part of Atlantic, and Nicki's on the other side with Universal. So that's a lot of that animosity. That's why she gets angry when it comes to the whole Atlantic situation, because it's the same thing when last year she came out, her and Lil Uzi did a song, and Atlantic Records told her no, like, we're not releasing it. And they stopped her from working with Atlantic artists altogether. So she was already tight in the butt about a lot of the situation with the other label on the other side, because Atlantic is under a different parent company than Universal.
So I understand, like, I guess, like, what you were saying stuff in reference to being upset if you wrote something where it's been doctored or altered. But at the end of the day, you have to know the legalities of situations and what you signed up for. If you allowed somebody or you allowed that cause to be in it, what the fuck are you mad for? Like, you knew that was a possibility.
I mean,
but at the end of the day, it's probably
I mean,
not the first time it happened.
That's true, too.
Right?
But Nicki's not signed
that
under them
bragged.
Or anything, so they don't have any total control over anything that she does. So there's absolutely no reason to why they should rewrite or redo something that she actually did. You know what I'm saying? Like, she don't belong to
them. She
could have
pulled her
verse
and said, I don't want to be on it, though.
But no.
I don't want to be on it.
But at the end of the day, you know, Nicki knows how shady Atlantic is. So if she basically felt that they was wrong for doing what they was doing, then yes, she should have pulled her verse and should have just been like, you know what, F it.
Not
but maybe she.
That shit whack.
I mean, I'm not a fan of Nicki music no more. But I mean, it is what it. I mean, Motorsport wasn't popping anyway. Like.
Nah, not like
I
that.
Mean,
not like I'm not.
But
this verse was nice in Motorsport, actually.
But do y'all know why? Do you know why she didn't pull it off though?
What's up?
The reason
go ahead. Break it down.
The reason she didn't come take it off is because the fact of the matter is it's going to start conversations. Nikki knew it was going to start coming.
Exactly, JD. Exactly. That's my point. That. She knew from jump that shit was going to be something she could market off of. She could
not only that, though, she had to use it. She had to use it because, remember, she kept pushing her album back. So she had to put her name on something so something else would come out with it. Because this is before Barbie Tate and Chun-Li. So she had to have something else because she threw her album in with that. She couldn't say, no, I'm not going to do it. Because then you have no more out. So she had to do something. She could break up conversation and parties on there at the same time. So, you know, it's just
I mean,
the fact that
Nikki's
they have
not
to
a
have
victim. Nikki's not a victim. You know, like, I mean, she baked just as well as Cardi baked. You know what I'm saying? But anyway, that Motorsport verse, that Motorsport song, that it wasn't really hitting like that. But, I mean, it happened. And somebody got mad. So, April 5th, 2008, Cardi releases her debut album. And then, obviously, I know Nikki and... I think Nikki congratulated her for it. Is that a third? Okay, cool. And then Nikki releases two singles and tells Zane Lowe Cardi never show her genuine love. So that's the radio show that I was talking about that she was on, that Cardi never show her genuine love. Like, I mean, what y'all think?
I personally think she, like just like JD said, this is some, like, if you haven't noticed, artists from, like, as long as I can remember, when they have something dropping, they do controversial shit so you focus on them so you can sell the album. So I feel like she was just kind of reaching in the dark to get any type of thing to stir up so she can kind of promote Queen harder. Because at the end of the day, I've seen interviews and I've seen posts where Cardi shouted out Nikki. She didn't kiss her ass, but at the end of the day, bitch, people were coming at you for almost virtually the same thing with the Lil' Kim versus Nicki Minaj beef. They said you didn't pay homage to basically totally stealing Lil' Kim's style and trying to make it into your own. So it's like, how can you sit up here and get upset with Cardi, who isn't necessarily stealing your style? She a ratchet stripper. She been had all her shit, that weird-ass extra shit going on. She got to shake her ass for money. She needs attention. So it's like, wow, I'm going to be quiet.
Yeah, so I think that's what it is. Like, Nikki has proven, like, in the last decade that she is insecure as hell. So she wants somebody to bow down to her and say, oh, Nikki, you the GOAT, and nobody's going to say that because, first of all, you fell off way harder than any other GOAT that we could talk about right now as far as female rappers go. I mean, if we talk about the other ones that came before her, they kind of fell off before their music got real terrible. And Nikki's just doing extra. She did this tweet. She had tweeted something like, oh, these hoes need to be grateful. Like, grateful for what, Nikki? For what? Like,
exactly.
People paved the way for
exactly.
You with your old diaper booty.
Exactly.
And you sitting up here
wow.
And talking about
exactly.
Somebody needs to be excited. Like, sis, we not excited. We not grateful. Seriously. You haven't had a good album in at least 3-4 years. That's the last time I thought you was relevant as far as music goes.
So I'm going to go ahead with that. Like, as far as, like, I get what you're saying. I agree with you. I feel like people did pay homage. Even there's people who did say, like, they fuck with Nikki. Even Cardi said it. It's like, it wasn't enough for her. And just like what you said before, Steph and I kind of was going back and forth about it. She insecure. It, like, oozes out of her. Any woman who will lay down and put their body on the line for cosmetic surgery, for cosmetic reasons, you clearly have, like, a mental issue where you're so insecure in yourself. You'll pump, it, like, foreign objects into your body. Deplete. Like, that shit is retarded. I don't care what anybody says. So it's, like, clear that you have issues, but it's, like, this bitch really was going on interviews, crying. Like, the shit died down. Like, it was like Motorsport, Quavo didn't back me up, Cardi didn't back, and then it died down. And when that album was about to release, she came hard. Every interview, she brought up Cardi. Every tweet, it's like, it was a substitute towards Cardi. And it's like, that's where I could see where Cardi is like, all right, bitch, like, I addressed you the first time I said I ain't had no issue. I said it in the second time I said I ain't had no issue. Now, I don't know why she went to the whole throwing the shoe shit. Like, bitch, if you're going to be bout it, you should make sure you definitely can execute that fight. There's mass security. It, like, that was dumb. That was just stupid. I don't know why she was so emotional. I think she just took off the cheating on her because that clearly was misdirected anger. Like, I don't understand that.
Yeah, that whole setup Cardi did was some Love and Hip Hop, like, setup. It was stupid. Like, if you really about to knock somebody the hell out, you would have waited till
you
was right
next
to her. And then, or you would have waited until you wasn't there, but trying to jump across the table, sis, you knew that wasn't going to work. I just think that they both like attention, too, at the same time.
Yeah.
So it's just a lot going on. So, I don't know.
I don't think Cardi's very logical. And like, I love Cardi B. Not because I followed her when she was a stripper who was just posting random videos, and I thought she was hilarious. And the shit she talked about was mad raw, was mad real, and a lot of females don't like to touch on subjects she used to talk about. And she used to crack me up. Now, I thought it was kind of ridiculous that y'all act like she got the platform to become a rapper. Like, wow, bitch, I didn't know you rap. Oh, okay. And then she dropped a little gangster volume, bitch, too, and it's like, wow, you're a trash rapper. You really can't rap. So it's really clear that Atlanta Records kind of made her. Not kind of. They definitely made her and molded her into the quote-unquote artist, because I'm going to say artist or performer. She ain't a rapper. So I understand where Nicki comes from, where she's upset to the point where she's like, I write my shit. Now, if she really does write her stuff, I could see where she's, I guess, kind of irritated in the comparison category, but I also think that's very, like, it's hypocritical, because at the end of the day, you did the same thing with Lil' Kim. You literally followed Lil' Kim's entire style, and you tried to defend that like it made sense, but now you're upset that somebody got sponsored by a record label. Like, she's just trying to eat. You're just upset that someone who's trying to eat stealing your shine, because people fuck her. People don't like Nicki Minaj. Like, even the Barb, they just delusional. They are a weird-ass group of people. So it's like, don't nobody necessarily like her, no matter how much I feel like her, no matter how successful she is, she doesn't translate to, like, a genuine person. It comes across as fake. It comes across as, like, stage, and it's like, ugh, ugh. So it's like people rooting for Nicki to fall off. That doesn't take away her talent. I do think she's a performer. I do think she's broken barriers. Nobody can take that from her. I don't think Queen is the worst album. I think her actions behind it made it like, bitch, I don't even want to listen to this shit no more. Like, you crying about Cardi and making all, it's like, it's not cute. Just make money and keep it moving. What you worried about a 26-year-old ex-stripper for if you that bitch? Just like, it shows. This is lame. They both kind of lame. Ma'am, y'all still here?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hello?
I thought she was.
Oh, okay.
speaking of Atlantic making her, the other part about it is, at this point, it's like, I believe, and me and Steph were, this is what we were, the information we were sharing, that Cardi was...
Hold on, real quick. I was really trying to cut in and have a conversation. I just had a whole conversation by myself, and I was on mute. I wanted to say something, but I was on mute. Yeah, right.
I was concerned.
Okay, sorry. Go back, Britt. Okay, continue, Britt.
Okay, so I was going to say, at this point, like, speaking of Atlantic Records, you know, you brought up earlier the British rapper that they offer money to take, basically start a beef with Nicki. And she wasn't the only one. They also offered Cupcake money as well to start a beef with Nicki, and then they would give them a record deal. And they didn't take the bait. And apparently there were other people.
And why is that?
Because they just felt like that's not how they wanted to get up on their, you know, pedestal.
No. Why did Atlanta do it? I get why they
Atlantic.
Why
Atlantic
did Atlantic do it? That's why I wanted to wait and bring up Atlantic bullshit after I got done with the beef. But go ahead.
Oh, well, sit. You talk about the beef, and then we jump on Atlantic in a second.
Okay, yeah, because Atlantic is a little bit more. Okay, so the Met
Gala. A little more in depth.
Yeah, the Met Gala. Now we're at the Met Gala. So apparently Cardi said that she and Nicki squashed the beef at the Met Gala. I don't know how accurate that is, but considering the actions that happened at New York Fashion Week, I'm not really sure at this point. So we all know Nicki Minaj's album didn't do that well, and she was crying and mad at everybody. But
didn't flop, though. That's the part that blows me. No, it didn't come out as number
because
one.
Because Nicki wants to
two.
Be number one. Nicki has been number
okay,
one.
Okay, you're eating, though.
You're right. But being in the game so long, and then you are tasked with having to compete with another female rapper, and a lot of female rappers don't really go head-to-head like that, that's actually at that level. Like, you know, with Cardi and Nicki.
She would have never survived. She would have never survived the early 2000s, late 90s. It was way more female rappers.
You're right.
She would have never survived.
And
we keeping it. If we keeping it 100, if we really keeping it 100, I'm gonna just. I know Nicki got other projects going on, but her biggest one is music. Like, I just, like, I mean, I know she has stuff she was selling in Kmart, but damn, it's like 3 Kmarts left in the United States, so flop.
Brittany,
and she got perfume, but, like, nobody, I mean, they sell it at Marshall's, flop. And so, I mean, Nicki don't really have a whole, she got a game that's similar to a Kardashian game, but it's about something else. I don't know. But basically, the only thing we really, really know Nicki for is music. So that's all she has. So that's the reason why she's going to cry like a big baby about not having the number one spot, because she's used to being the minority when it comes to being a rapper with a vagina. And now she's looking like, oh, my God, there's another badge on the scene, and mine is not on top.
You just said some real shit, because you just said some real shit. Like, also, like, the thing that used to irritate me about Nicki Minaj, I guess because I'm raised, I enjoy artists. I think it's whack as shit when females start to use their sexuality to try to sell shit. Like, bitch, we get it. You suck, you fuck, you do your thing. We get it. But can you rap? Can you talk about anything else? Can you talk about getting money? Can you talk, I mean, not getting money by fucking niggas. Can you talk about anything else? Like, that shit is so oversaturated and old. And it's like, okay, Lil' Kim fucked that up for us. Everybody's like, Lil' Kim was a pioneer. No, Lil' Kim is a pioneer of hoism. She made rap females become...
Yeah.
Nut rags. Like, that shit is lame. Y'all sit up here and praise that shit like it's talent. That isn't talent. That's lame. And Nicki Minaj came back, and she realized that part. And she didn't even realize it. Clearly, a nigga realized it, because she got her ass pumped up. Because she wasn't going to blow up. I feel like she wouldn't have blown up the same way if she ain't had that body. It would be like, oh, this bitch rap. Cool. And even when she first came on the scene, she talked about being bisexual. And that's funny that the LGBT community goes so hard for her, and she used y'all stupid asses to say she bisexual. You ain't seen her later with not one bitch yet. Bitch ain't bisexual. She was just saying this shit because of, like, niggas like to think about two females, like, fucking each other. Okay, we get that. But it's like, she gets all of these, almost people pay homage or act like Nicki Minaj has done something so huge, and she hasn't. Neither has Lil' Kim. Anybody can get up, show their titties, show their ass, pose in a trifling way, and talk about how they fuck and rhyme words together. That shit is not talent. That shit is, like, literally selling out. So I really think it's dope that you brought it up. Like, I don't think Nicki Minaj has all these plaques that she swears that she has. She did. To me, she hasn't done anything that's super special. She's just a beautiful woman full of silicone. And it's like, that attracts people's attention. And she came with the flamboyancy and that. But Lil' Kim did it. She came with all that extra. Missy Elliott did it. Missy Elliott was the first person to be in a fucking trash bag. Who could wear a trash bag and make that shit hot? Like,
I mean, yeah, Eve came out with paw prints on her titties and, like, had a
but
whole.
But Eve talked about that gangsta shit.
Yeah, like,
exactly,
I mean,
exactly.
You're not doing,
like,
you became mainstream because technology came up on it, and you had social media, so it pumped you up. YouTube was popping when she came out. We saw her video when she was like a little boy, and we was like, oh, who this? And then she came out with that one song with Young Money, and that's when she ain't had no booty. She was wearing butt pads. Then all of a sudden, she busted out with this fat ass. And then we was like, oh, my God, Nicki. And then, like, that was it. Like, after what was it, Pink Friday? And then she did some features and stuff. And then all of a sudden, I don't know, her music just started, okay. It started getting real commercial. She started doing that singing stuff. And after a while,
she got all pop-like.
Yeah, everybody got tired of it. It's just, okay, we get it. What else? What else? Okay, your pussy is juicy. Okay, sis, we can't confirm or deny. So what else you got? Like, at least Kim, she brought out the hoism, but she still talked about her life. Like, she still talked about, she was about that life, clearly. She went to jail. She had real punchlines. Like, her shit wasn't remedial. Nicki's stuff is so, like, she's like, Barb, did you see my one line? Oh, my God, 3 blind mice. Like, bitch. Like, what are you talking about? It's not deep. You're not deep. You don't, like, just do. I'd rather her just go back to what she was doing before, because I would listen to that. And I think, like, I saw somebody tweet. They were like, something about she wouldn't give a fan an autograph unless they could name her first mixtape. And somebody commented and was like, anybody who know your first mixtape, not a fan of you no more. And that's true. Because think about it. Kaya just said it in her video. Like, when Nicki came out, I'm 26, so when Nicki came out, I was in high school. So, yeah, I was with you. Like, all right, cool, whatever. But I'm a grown woman. I'm a whole, like, adult, and your music to me did not grow up. It's literally the
it
same
hasn't evolved.
When I, right.
Not at
not,
all.
It hasn't evolved at all.
It's the same thing it's always been. So I'm not impressed.
If you're stressed out, you're not going to sit up here and go, let me turn on some old Nicki. Like, you're not. Even if she doesn't even make no fucking cleaning music. I'm not about to wake up and clean in no Nicki Minaj. I don't even want to work. I'm sorry. I've never been a Nicki fan. When that bitch dropped, I thought she was corny as shit. I thought that you could tell that Lil Wayne molded her to be a certain way. You could tell she raps different when she raps with Wayne and Drake. So not only did she have the advantages of them niggas, and also, like you said, there were no female artists really. Remy Ma went to jail. Like, nobody was really – she didn't have no competition when she came out. So she had several advantages. And also, with these record labels, they push promiscuity. They push ratchetry. Like, as much as I hate Azalea Banks, she definitely hit the nail on the head when she talked about how Cardi is used as a puppet for being ratchet. And so is Nicki Minaj. Nicki Minaj stood up here and talked about Cardi like she didn't come out as if she act like she sucked and fucked everybody in the industry. That's how she carried herself, like, and then later on, no, I'm a classy bitch. No, bro. No, you're not. Like, that's all you talk about, what you did.
She played both sides. She definitely on some, yeah, what's good. But then when she on Ellen, she's like, I'm just trying to be a better woman. Like, I'm just toxic. Like, girl, stop. Like, okay, relax. Either you hood or you somewhere in between or you not. And Cardi, she just, I feel as though Cardi is, even without this beef, to me, Cardi and who she is going to get old. And I like Cardi a lot. I really do. But I just feel like after a while, if somebody does not mature and grow up, like as with Nicki, then you're going to start looking at her like, oh, my God, like, just shut the hell up. You're just the same person you always been. And right now it's kind of like y'all knew who Cardi was when she came out. But, yeah, we don't expect her to still act like she don't love in hip-hop. And that's the point. Okay, we get it. That's what got you your biggest audience. Got it. Good. But you're not on Love & Hip Hop no more. You left because you felt like you was bigger than that. And now you are. So act like it. People right now are glorifying it. Go ahead.
You got to think, though. You got to think at the same time, though, is that she's just getting into the game, meaning this different industry shit. Because she didn't have anybody backing her before. It was just her doing whatever she did. And, of course, on Love & Hip Hop, she had to do whatever they did, which was get you drunk and act ass. But now she's trying to learn how to be able to be in this industry. She's trying to learn how to be a parent at the same time. But she's still from the hood. Like, they hasn't left her yet. So, you know,
nobody forgets that. Nobody has forgotten.
Yeah, you got to think about it. Because some people, like, let's say for me, right, or being in the military, right, people look at you and they look at you like, okay, you're in the military. You know how to act right. You know how to be proper. Some of these motherfuckers came straight from the hood into the military. They ain't got no motherfucking military bearing, as they call it. Like, the motherfuckers still street. So you see a lot of them, they have, it's time for them to actually grow to become the person that they're supposed to be. So you have to give, we have to give Cardi time to actually understand, yes, it's not okay for her to just be acting the ass, but at the same time, we have to understand and be like, okay, look, this is your rookie year.
That's who she is, right? Like, you're right, though.
Yeah, but
where she
but
came she, from, that's what she knows.
But at the same time, though, you grow. Like, people do grow after they understand the environment.
Mm-hmm.
She doesn't understand the environment she's in yet. So this is like her rookie year. No?
I'm agreeing with you. I'm agreeing with you, JD. I was agreeing.
This is a rookie year. Give her a rookie year. Sophomore year, you start seeing a change. And let's get to make junior, because you don't know. She might not even make it to junior year. She might be out of there, to be honest. Or
it's
she
either,
might blow
either
up.
Either she going to evolve or get old. Yeah.
Correct.
Now, Jamie, you have some solid points. People forget that she only been around for a year.
Cardi's been around longer than a year. Industry-wise, she's
big.
Let me finish because y'all been talking shit and I've been trying to intervene and I didn't couldn't find a way to. So just please shut the fuck up. Okay, let me talk. Okay, boom. Cardi's been around time to understand, you know, what's going on. Now, we all can sit up here and say that money can change your whole entire attitude and how you want to move and do things. Y'all all made great points, okay? Cardi is smart. But she's stupid. Cardi's main focus is to secure a bag. Now, I truly believe the only reason why she's on Atlantic is because they knew that she would be ideal for this drama and this beef for Nicki. Do y'all think it's right? I mean, labels, you know, they need to have some type of beef going on because it brings in revenue. All right? Does that make Cardi solid? Do y'all think Cardi is solid? If, hypothetically speaking, if Cardi only was signed by Atlantic Records to start beef with Nicki Minaj, does that make Cardi authentic? Does that make her solid? Yes or no?
No.
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 And then, no. She ain't even solid because she don't write her rap, if we're going to keep it above.
Okay. We're not at that yet. So, and I'm going to bring back. All right, so I was having a chat with a girl who with Cardi B. All right. I was watching Cardi B interviews, like I said. Just, you know, I'm not trying to nitpick or anything, just trying to figure out, like, you know, who this girl really is. So Cardi obviously joined the gang, all right? Her sister didn't. You would think the way Cardi carries herself, like, she had the hardest life ever. Like, she just straight out the gutter, trenches. Like, she just... My mama ain't love me. My daddy ain't love me. I had to, you know, I was bouncing. Like, you would think that Cardi just had this hard life. She went to a performing arts school. This bitch is talented, all right? I don't know. I know people that actually get art into the school. Whoever background that is, go on before.
Stop it. Stop it. Stop it.
I know people that integrate arts into schools in urban areas. It's because they want the kids to actually be successful and to give them something positive to hold on to and something for them to actually grow with. Cardi was one of them students. They didn't integrate arts program into her school. She was in a performing arts school. So why she joined the gang, she didn't directly say she joined the gang for this reason, but she had made comments stating that she thought the shit was cool and she wanted to fit in. So that just says a lot about Cardi. She's very insecure with herself personally, all right? She does not think for herself at all. I mean, considering what happened at New York Fashion Week, that I don't give a fuck what any of y'all is saying, you know, because, you know, she's at a white event. It's nothing but coke and whores floating around. Okay, but she inked a deal with Tom Ford, and y'all talking about some, like, oh, you know, Tom Ford's not stopping her bag. That fucking deal was signed before she went to New York Fashion Week, and obviously they rolled it out because it was New York Fashion Week, period. Cardi is a mother. Cardi understands, like, Cardi knows what she's doing. I was just watching another video where she was stressing on IG Live because of the stress of, you know, the label and people expecting so much from her. Like, her interviews are so confusing to watch. It's like, Cardi, do you care or do you not care? Because you'll sit here and say that you don't care, and then you get on live and you cry because people are messing with you, bothering you, doing this and doing that. Like, she herself is an individual. Huh?
I said, I peeped that, like, when she deleted her Instagram at one point. Yeah, that shit gets to her.
No,
clearly.
Her Instagram got deleted. No. See, no, what happened with that is because Azealia Banks came for her, and she deleted her Instagram.
That's what I'm saying. So she acts like she don't care, so it's like, that's bullshit. You clearly are bothered. You're clearly moved.
She's
also very juvenile in the mind.
Right, and then there was an interview. Somebody dropped a Fader interview. It was like a four-minute interview, and I had to go watch it, and this is where I need y'all to produce some receipts for me and tell me where Nicki said anything about culture, all right? Everybody knows that poor excuse that Cardi wrote on her Instagram was not written by her, all right? It was not in gibberish. It was not missing letters. It didn't have extra letters, all right? Her publicist wrote that to cover her to justify why she did that. That's his point. If you're so real, all right, you would have wrote that yourself. You would have went on live yourself. You would have announced. You would have approached that situation on your own. I don't give a fuck what a publicist is supposed to do. Right? No, let me finish. Y'all was talking. I don't care what a publicist does, period. Because Cardi has done things without even talking to her publicist to do anything. Your publicist is supposed to protect your brand, all right? Period. So I was watching a Fader interview with Cardi, and she was mentioning something about if her mother was reading comments on people's Instagram about her
being
daughter.
Off limits.
Like,
there is no
being
limit.
Off limits, and her, like, it makes her mother cry. So now Cardi, what does that have to do with Nicki Minaj talking about
her
daughter?
That was so dumb.
Like,
I'm telling you, I lost brain cells trying to process what she was talking about. Like, it's like
she was like, I'm my mother's
daughter.
Because
she's bullshitting.
And it was
she
like,
has
wait,
a very hard
interior.
No, I get that, but you can't have that logic, though. You can't
it's
have
stupid.
That logic. Be like,
stupid.
Well, I wouldn't
it's
talk
illogical.
About somebody else here because see how my mom feels, and people talk about me all the time, and it's like, wait, that's you a grown-ass woman. You can't use that logic.
She also talked about somebody's dead baby before, like Cardi. Shut the fuck up. Yeesh. Kids are not. I'm sorry. Your kids are not off limits. People come crazy all the fucking time. First of all, people think I really have a child named Myron, and poor little Myron gets dragged all the time. I don't sit up here and look and hunt these people down to fight them. It's words. And if I am gonna fight you, plus I believe it's not a high security place, because that's pussy. I know I'm gonna get stopped. I know I'm not gonna get you the way I want to. So why would I even try it? That's how you know that shit is bitch made. You really tried it. Nicki Minaj stays with a crowd around her. You ain't fighting her, buddy. And if you are going to try to fight her, it's not in that type of environment. Period. You ripped your dress. Like, you could have lost a bag. Most of those dresses are borrowed. You're just displaying the designer's dress. You sit up here messing up people's outfits and stuff over some fake-ass you. I mean, say that you just don't fuck with Nicki. You're sticking her name being in your mouth. Don't sit up here. You drag your child into it to justify your actions. That's disgusting. Why would you drag your child into it when you know that girl ain't say nothing about your damn child? Just say you want to fight her and keep it moving. And definitely, like Steph said, do that shit at MTV Movie Awards. I don't care what y'all think.
That's why I'm, like, I don't even know what, like, I was cut off. So I don't even remember what the fuck I was saying. But, however, long story short, I was saying earlier that Cardi's only here for... to start beef with Nicki. And that's because other artists have been paid to start beef with Nicki. They have turned it down. I respect that.
Oh,
you know
I see
what
you're saying. You're saying she
yes.
took the offer. Got you.
Right.
That's what you were leading up
right.
to.
She
took
the
offer.
Took
the
base.
Yes.
Let me talk.
Got you.
Y'all will understand. However, Cardi's a puppet. All right? And I really now believe she's a puppet because they just signed Dream Doll. Dream Doll was on Love & Hip Hop, right?
The
yep.
Dream Doll girl.
Yeah.
She started on Bad Girls Club, I think.
Bad Girls Club. I think she was on Love & Hip Hop. They just signed her to Atlantic. And apparently, while I was doing some snoozing last night on Instagram and shit, I came across a post saying that Atlantic signed Dream Doll, and now Atlantic wants now there she's apparently, don't quote me, I might be incorrect, she might be dating Takeoff, one of the Migos. Now Atlantic, Migos and Cardi B is one of the top people on Atlantic right now. Okay? They're basically their money maker at this point. Atlantic, you know, every record label has their plethora of artists that just ain't doing absolutely nothing. Because we had dissected Young Money, I think, a couple episodes, and it was a whole bunch of people on Young Money, and it's like, okay, so where they music at? That's basically a record label for you. They only got like two, three acts that are actually, you know, as worth it to them, money makers. So Migos and Cardi B right now is the hottest thing on Atlantic. And it would make sense to, incorporate these relationships, these label-based relationships to generate money, to generate entertainment. Now, I have not seen not one article yet talking about Dream Doll. I mean, she's a nobody. Like, nobody, like, all these damn dolls and all these princesses and shit like that, bro, it's too many of y'all. All y'all look alike, too. But they're creating
them damn
these,
diaper booty.
Right. They're creating these relationships. They're creating these beefs because they need to generate money. And the fact that a lot of us are very entertained by this type of shit, they're going to continuously generate, just like we're sitting here talking about it, but I don't give a fuck because this shit is interesting, actually talking about it and seeing how fucked up it. Atlantic is fucked up anyway. Everybody know Atlantic is messed up. Atlantic was actually at one point calling, you know, albums mixtapes just so they wouldn't pay the producers. So
damn.
Cardi is a puppet for Atlantic right now. And she probably knows she's a puppet, but at the same time, Cardi want money. So she's willing to trade everything in for money instead of, you know, being authentic. And like I was saying earlier when she was on that Instagram video crying, she's talking about some money can't buy, you know, what people like. This, girl, your record label probably bought mad units for you, okay? You would know that, though. They're not going to tell you that. it's very easy to manipulate numbers. All right. It's just like Nicki Minaj have all these fan pages. I don't even know who the hell. I don't even know how or what. Who monitoring them all them fan pages? But it's people buy followers. These celebrities are buying followers to just manipulate everybody like they are popping. These brands see these followers. These brands see these numbers. Now they want to work with you and give you some money. Like everything within the entertainment industry is manipulation anyway. So, Cardi, you're stressing because you fucked up. You always crying because you know the situation that you're in is fucked up. And the money blinded you, but you want to sit up here and cry? Bitch, I thought you was tough. Tough bitches don't be on Instagram Live. Your old homegirl, Star Brim, the shorty that you took with you to the strip club to fight them girls, they don't be on Instagram crying because they stressed out about what people saying. I need some answers. Cardi's
girl, she sold that goddamn soul.
Huh?
The fuck? That bitch, like you, exactly what you said. Like,
she says she is. And
yeah.
That's just the bottom line. What happened?
Nobody is authentic who says they will do anything for money. Nobody. If you,
exactly.
If somebody said they'll do anything for money, that's the fakest motherfucker you ever meet. Because you're basically saying you'll stab your mama in the back, your daddy, and anybody. You'll run over anybody to make sure your bag is secure. And not even just that. The what you were saying about it's entertaining. It's also distracting. People sit up here and have a conversation about celebrity bullshit and have articles and receipts and will have done hours of research as if they're turning in a term paper. Ask some motherfuckers when the last time they checked their credit score. Ask some motherfuckers what do you need to do to buy a house. Ask them what the state of the world is in. Right? It's distracting because it's like, who wants to deal with real nigga shit when you can talk about this bullshit? It's funner. It's easier. It doesn't really require brain cells. We all know we get played, but yet we still watch it unfold. Because it's like you said, it's entertainment. I don't have to do all my bullshit if I'm watching Cardi and Nicki fight. And when we all know it's a staged fucking fight, like, it's clear, it's evident. Like, nobody, like I said before, or like you said, where it got brought back up, she has no reason to be throwing shoes. Even though they talk shit to each other, even though Nicki Minaj has been poking and doing little petty shit, it has not really stopped her bag. It hasn't stopped her from eating.
It's not
fucking her up in any way.
It's not.
So it's like, why are you this upset?
Hold on. We have somebody up here. Hold on. Malaysia.
Yeah. Hello?
Oh, okay. Go ahead. Oh, yeah. Hold on, y'all. She been itching to talk her piece. Go ahead, girl.
Yes.
Go ahead.
I have been. So earlier, Steph had mentioned somebody going to school with Cardi. I'm the person who went to school with Cardi. But I was a freshman, Cardi was a senior, and we were in Lehman High School, and she was a part of the performing arts. Everything, this show that she's, this charade she's been playing, is all because of the people she hung out with in the school. Yeah, she hung out with, you know, gangster people, she hung out with these hood people, but she's not real life like that. All her and her sisters do is jump. They jump, and they have no real, nothing to really back up their actions. They don't, I don't know how to explain this.
They don't have no real beef with people?
Yeah, they don't have real beef with people. They jump people for a living. Just like how Nicki was saying on Queen's Radio. They had men, grown-ass men, go to the club to fight two bartenders.
That's disgusting.
Everybody misses that. That didn't go popping because that didn't go all the way out because it wasn't on fashion. You feel me? But if you really look at the T and look at the receipt, Cardi been jumping people all her life. Cardi not really about that lifestyle.
Because if you're not really hood, if you're not really hood, then you just be taking a persona that you want to imitate and you want to go do stuff like that. When you don't realize that people that's in the hood going to beat people ass because that's how they get through. Like, that's how they survive, that they respect. You don't have to fight for that because you grew up in a good house. Nothing wrong with that. But you trying to be
mentally unstable.
That,
like,
no,
most people be mentally unfucking stable.
If you really want to get technical, Cardi and Hennessy, both her and her sister are putting on a front for y'all. They put on a complete front. Because I guarantee you, in real life, if you hang out with them in real life, they're not really about that life. They're not really gonna go, you know, they're not gonna go throw shoes at you. They're gonna keep the calm, cool, collected. Because all they did was jump people in high school. They won't ever fight you one on. Ever.
You know that's almost like most of these goddamn rappers. Look at Rick Ross. Shit, what's another rapper?
Yeah, that's
even 50 Cent. Like they exactly. They all these rappers do is always because real gangsters. Like look at real gangster rappers. They either end up dead or they end up in jail or they end up going through some real nigga shit that they gotta either clear out and they change their life. No real gangster rapper is just clean cut throat doing look. No, like they really shoot shit up. They really do extra shit because they got that life. So it's like
Tammy
clearly
Dinkle,
you're
her
not.
Her friend Star, prime example. Her Star is really hood. And
where's
her friend
tell.
Star now? Where's her friend Star
in
now?
Jail.
Locked
she?
Up.
She's in jail.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Star locked
yeah.
up right now. Yep. Star locked up, but where's Cardi? Sitting with Atlantic Records, putting her on the puppet show because she's a great actress. And this is all a puppet show for y'all. That's all it is, a puppet show. Atlantic is literally is a freaking the ventriloquist. This entire is the puppet. I kid you not.
You actually said in some real nigga light. Maybe people will stop endorsing this stupid puppet shit. Stop endorsing.
But they're not going
bitches.
To because it's entertainment, and that is what actually.
This is
it's
true.
Exactly. It's all
this
good.
Is
and
true.
It's marketed directly towards black folks. Like I don't know, like entertainment. Like we are
they
better receptive to entertainment like this, and they know exactly
yes.
who to market to. And then they got the main ones trying to market it to us, more black folks. Like everybody's like the music industry. Period is puppetry. That's all it is. It's just seeing how
exactly.
quick you're gonna sell out for a dollar.
And I want to just say real quick that the fact that Cardi is being put in as a puppet, but what she is failing to realize is why do they have you, or why was they trying to get somebody to take Nicki out? Who are they really trying to make the queen be? Because in reality, it may not end up being Cardi. They may have had a whole plan in place to take Nicki out so they can, they've been grooming somebody the whole time. And if it is Cardi, if she is the one they're going to put up and be the next quote-unquote Nicki Minaj, then you got to understand that in a few years, they're going to do the same shit to you. You're not understanding that it's a cycle, and you're just, that's why other girls didn't take the money. They didn't take the bait because they realized, yo, y'all going to do this to her, and you will turn around and do it to us. That's just how it works.
Exactly.
But she's not thinking that way.
Circle of life. Circle of the entertainment industry. Honestly.
Entertainment industry is honestly a fucking joke. Like, for real, people who are, like, truly talented and truly showcase talent, they get no fucking real love, or especially somebody who's actually lyrical. And if you're, like, of our age, I don't know who's, like, in the 25 and up club, but I'm 28. So I didn't come from, like, the original foundation of hip-hop, of course, but I definitely remember the era where people were still lyrical. Not saying they don't exist. They just definitely get no airplay.
Yeah.
They definitely get no love. They definitely, like you said, it's entertaining to see the ratchets and people. And I don't know who said it, but you definitely made a good point that black people, we are so receptive to getting entertained. Like, we're like fucking children. Like, give a toddler some shit that lights up to get them to stop crying. That's us. It's like, we'll be, like, it's like all black, the black people, like, all of us, we have fucking ADHD to the max. Like, y'all really get distracted this easy? Like, no shit. The shit, I'm about to press the shit out of you, too. Let me just join the other side. Like, what the fuck? We don't get upset about anything. Like, and if when we do, it doesn't last long. And when we really are upset, all we do is talk about it. We tweet our little shit. We have our little conversation. Nothing forms from it. So that's what these companies see. That's what they know. And they know they're going to get every fucking dollar if they keep putting a hood bitch. And as long as she's light, as long as she's a certain color, because I swear on God, if Cardi was, like, actual black girl, the shit would not be received.
Bro, I said that, too. I said that, too. Like, it's like, I you know, colorism is real, you know what I'm saying? But I really feel as though, like, you see Nicki's complexion, you see Cardi's complexion. Cardi, they basically, like, Nicki probably one shade a little bit darker than Cardi. To be honest with you, I don't even know who darker and who lighter. They look the same. But they use Remy. Remy probably got herself a nice little check. They probably contacted Remy because she had just gotten out of jail, out of prison. She dropped that.
Yeah,
because
that beat came
that,
out of nowhere. What the fuck was she mad about? I'm still confused.
No,
like, whoa.
No,
I mean,
but they've been throwing shots. Like, Nikki's been low-key throwing shots at Remy, but Remy says something, which she can. She a vet. Like, I don't give a fuck. Like, Remy says something, but I think that I don't think she would have just came out and just said anything. I think she was probably also too kind of baited. But I'm just still not processing how Nikki is stopping, you know, Cardi bags. And I mean, she probably stopped Remy bags. But at the same time, nobody really checking for Remy either. I mean, that's why she went on Love & Hip Hop. But I did want to quickly go over before we end this, before we end, about the label. Because I really think a lot of this is just, it's just label beef. It's nothing personal. It's just stuff that the labels are doing to maintain. So I'm going to let Britt go ahead and break that down.
Okay, so we were doing some digging, and we were trying to separate and find out who belongs to what label. So like I said earlier, Atlantic Records is under Warner Brothers. So under Warner Brothers, you got OVO, you got MMG, you got Bad Boy. So you got all of those as the big labels that are under Warner Brothers. And then you have Universal Records. Universal, that's where you got Def Jam, Cash Money, Young Money, Good Music, and a lot of the other labels that we know for the other artists. And then like Remy and all of them, Fat Joe, they're all under Sony. So Sony, Universal, and Warner Brothers are the three. They're called the big three. All right? So they do movies, they do entertainment, they do music. They're the big three that run the industry all together. Entertainment, 100%. So basically, I was telling stuff that I believe 100% that this label beef right now is strictly between them three really trying to take the top spot. Now, Universal right now is beating everybody out because they, you know, they have Black Panther. They have a lot of the big movies that they own. And so they have made a lot of money off of the entertainment industry as far as movies go. And then as far as music, Universal and Sony, which Sony is, that's Disney, they're planning on coming out with their own streaming service. And a lot of people don't realize that. So if you go on Forbes, like, it'll tell you Universal and Sony are coming together possibly to create their own version of Apple Music or Spotify. And if they do that, that gives their artists the leverage. Like, they'll be, and their artist music will be in rotation. And so that kind of puts Warner Brothers, which is what Atlantic is under, that puts them under the fire because now they're like, oh, damn, like, we need to find a way to step our game up. And what's the biggest thing to do? If I'm Atlantic, I'm going to come at Universal's biggest artist. And one of the biggest artists over on that side is Nicki Minaj. And she's been on top for a long time. So it makes a lot of sense that we're going to take shots. And we're going to take down a lot of your artists the best way we can. Like, think about it. Drake is under Atlantic, right? And Pusha T is under Universal. That whole beef with Kanye, Drake, and Pusha. Pusha and Kanye on one side. Drake is on the other side. Drake and Meek are under the same.
Girl, we dissected this shit. I'm telling you.
Yeah, yo. Like, yes. Drake and Meek is really under Atlantic. Drake and Meek made up. Notice, Drake and Meek, they could have been made up, but now they make up when Nicki is no longer on top on the other side. Drake and Meek under the same company. So they got to all be a family right now. So everybody is friends on the Atlantic side, on the Warner Brothers side. And everybody on the other side now in disarray. Tiana Taylor mad at Kanye. She under Universal. Good Music is not having a good day. They rocky. So you like these labels, this is beyond Nicki and Cardi. Like, that whole Pusha and Drake thing, that label, all of that whole situation, like, everything has been them pitting the artists against one another. And we really took the time to dissect it. Like, damn, when you really look at it, think about it. Like, Beyonce and Jay, they not even in this. You know why? Because Roc Nation, not under none of those companies. Roc Nation is with Live Nation. Jay not even associated with any of those labels anymore. They may own a few of his songs, but that's it. Like, his company has nothing to do with them. So it's just kind of like, at this point, you can kind of tell that Cardi is definitely the head puppet of this show right now. She's leading the pack of the label beef. And Atlantic is definitely trying to take down Universal's biggest artist. Because, clearly, you're trying to stop the ability of Sony working with, you know, Universal. Because Sony, at the end of the day, they may not be, have all the numbers that, as far as in the music industry, that, you know, Warner Brothers and Universal has, but they're still Disney. Sony is still the grandpa for everybody. You know, they're the ones that's kind of like, they had Michael Jackson. They got the rights to Michael Jackson stuff. You know what I'm saying? So they're the ones that are kind of like there. They're running things slowly, quietly. They just chilling. So either one of them could work with Sony and be on top with that. And Atlantic, because they already been shady, there's been articles coming out about them left and right for a long time. One of the executives came out with a whole article talking about how they have orgies and all of that back in the day in the 70s and 80s just to get a record, just to get hits. They was having people sleep with each other that was working with. They've been doing shady stuff. So this is nothing for them. This is nothing. So if you want to talk about the article that we saw from like 2002.
Oh, yeah, real quick, hold on. Yeah, hold on. This article old, though, y'all. But
it's old.
it's mad old. But at the same time, it's very relevant.
Wrong one. This shit makes sense, though. I feel like everything she said definitely makes sense. Like, no matter how much people try to perceive it as if they're, like, fake angry, but that definitely makes sense.
Bro, everybody have a favorite. Like, people are idolizing these celebrities. Like, they can't function without idolizing something. That's an issue. That's the problem, period. However, so Fielding for Profit, Rap War of Worlds. Oh, God, shit, I can't breathe. Hold on, give me a second. Let me start this over. Okay. Fielding for Profit, Rap War of Words, and Rap Industry Rivalries as Marketing Tool. I don't need to read this fucking article. This shit, I had made a tweet last week saying that I think it was something like Label Beef. Label Beef is like a marketing tool or some shit, and some music dude made a statement talking about this doesn't make sense. I'm like, bro, why the fuck do y'all niggas do music? Like, for real. How do y'all just... Anyways, so, and then somebody had made a comment stating that since y'all don't, we don't really see a lot of females going at it, you know, with beef-wise, it just makes more sense to pin two female rappers against each other. Okay. It's a marketing tool. And what's happening? Ultimately,
it's true.
What's going to end up happening is Cardi rise to fame came too fucking quick, all right? Then she got pregnant, then she got married, which honestly I really think she kind of had to secure something out of the situation.
Mm-hmm.
And then Atlantic wanted her to date, you know, what's that nigga name, Offset. Then, you know, obviously, you know, being an adult, shit happens. But I think it went a little bit too far. I'm not going to speak on their relationship. It just doesn't seem authentic, but hey, whatever, anything for the money. So the article, I'll have to post the article on Twitter, but the article was, I had pointed something out when I read it. Hold on. Okay, so... whether the style is called rap or hip-hop, underneath all the feuds is the question of money. Companies make out well, said Burt Cattle, an accountant whose clients include Madonna, Run-DMC, and others. Managers make out well. Artists do not make out well, Mr. Paddle said. It was common for a performer with an album generating $17 million in sales to wind up with as little as $70,000 before taxes. When the performers feel compelled to use that money in competitive flossing or showing off, tempers can flare, which is true. But at the end of the day, the labels, it's a marketing tool for beef.
And let's rewind a little bit. In the beginning of the article, it talks about how rap, like hip-hop, like music in general at the end of the 90s going into the new millennium was dying off almost low-key. Like sales, record sales for every genre had went down, and hip-hop was the lowest. Rap and hip-hop was the lowest of the group as far as record sales was going. And literally the most anticipated beef that revived hip-hop was the beef between DMX and Ja Rule. And that beef in 02, when they came out with their albums, that right there sparked and shot up record sales. If you think, like, I can't remember, I think, like, DMX, like, he sold, like, I don't quote me, maybe 5 million or more albums. Like, this dude really went multi-platinum with his first album off of some beats with Ja Rule. So that revived record sales in the music industry in general, and that's when the record companies was like, oh, man, if we get them to fight each other, everybody going to like it. They're going to buy the album just because they're arguing. Poof, pow, now we got beef.
This is the same thing that happened with Kanye and 50 Cent, too, except for they actually knew that they were going to do it because they knew that they were the top people that everybody was looking for and that they were going to be able to sell with no issues at all. And it was a friendly competition, even though people were like, wait, what the fuck? But for them, it was a friendly competition because they knew what they were doing. They were like, either I'm going to get sales or you're going to get sales, but we're not going to lose. It's going to be a win-win situation. So the only, I would say the only difference between that is because those were two business-minded people that were able to do that regardless of, or besides the people that are artists who are not thinking that, and the labels who are actually like, how about we do it like this? It caused a raft to cause issues and stuff. Because, I mean, it happens in the groups, too. If you look at all the groups that have been on Def Jam and shit, Def Jam has had the most beefs between everybody trying to get sales within Def Jam, which is quite crazy, actually. But, yeah.
You're right.
Yeah, smart.
I mean, it's all marketing. Bro, I don't give a fuck what you say. Like, with this show that we're doing, like, it's marketing. Like,
the only reason we're talking about it because y'all niggas love it.
Right. So it's like
marketing.
Yes,
marketing.
You gotta find the market, and boom, you gotta produce because what do they do? They eat it up. I mean, and it's one of them things, like, as much as you, like, I'm going to keep it real with y'all, like, you know, like, I don't hate Cardi. I don't know Cardi to hate her. But I'm just not a huge, huge fan of her. Like, her album was dope. But just by me watching her interviews, I ended up watching episodes on Love & Hip Hop with her because, what, it was entertaining, all right? It's little shit like that. That's how it's gonna keep coming. That's how they gonna stay. It's just marketing. Like, some things are just contagious, and that's one of them things. Like, it's entertainment. People like to be entertained. People just like watching crazy shit. People like listening to crazy shit, and that's just the market. It's entertainment. And if y'all don't like it, if y'all don't want to hear about it, bro, put your phone in the toilet or something. Get off the radar. My uncle been off the radar almost 30 years, all right? He ain't had a job, just haven't done nothing. Like, if y'all really don't want entertainment that much, and y'all don't want to be entertained because you know how toxic it is and how manipulating it is, step away from it. Y'all like it. So guess what I'm going to do? Guess what me and my family about to do? We're going to meet the demand, and we're going to keep producing. Because why? Y'all niggas watch it. Y'all niggas listen to it. Somebody start digging up fucking tweets. There you have it. I need all of y'all to go delete your tweets.
I can't delete.
What you mean? I got a whole new page.
If y'all got some shit, y'all need to go ahead. I'm fucked.
You fucked because you talked about everybody ass. I'm fucked because shit. I'm just me, so I'm fucked.
I'm gonna talk that shit. I don't care. See, that's how I feel. I don't care. Because at the end of the day, if we not talk about these busted celebrities, we talk about these busted people that's regular, broke-ass people.
Regular.
So, I mean, shoot, I'm going to talk about a nigga that y'all know on TV. I don't want to talk about your broke-ass, but we can touch on that subject, too. So we can all talk about everybody. I mean, it's cool because it's always going to be somebody toxic. It's always going to be somebody on some BS. So, listen, let's share. That's all. I mean, my biggest thing is people are going to like, that's the reason why people watch TV in the first place, because they want to be entertained. That's the reason why people listen to certain types of music, because they like the way it makes them feel. So it is what it is. At the end of the day, you can either turn the TV off and not download the music, or you can do it. My biggest thing is people need to stop acting surprised, though. Like, oh, I can't believe that this person not real. I can't believe. Like, why can't you believe it?
Nigga, they all fake.
We put on a fake voice every day when we go to work with white people. In a minute, I go from being Brittany from West Philly to being Brittany from Conshohocken. And I'm like, hi, oh, nice to see you. Like, hell, I do. I put my damn ass
Brittany.
On. Like, we just got fronting. Like, oh, I can't believe they not really who they say they are. Excuse you, they getting a whole check for $500,000, and we not even making six figures, and we fake as hell at work. So, I mean, at the end of the day, we stop being surprised that people are fake.
You got to pick how you got to
their performance.
Like, right, they're not performers, they're entertainers. That's why y'all have to understand, that's why I have always said, like, you got to understand the difference between entertainers and actual artists, okay? Because the artist is going to respect what they do a lot more than the entertainer. An entertainer is going to do exactly what they got to do to entertain and get their check. You know what, everybody on this damn call right now, everybody on this line right now, we're entertainers, all right? We ain't getting no check, but we get into the money, but we entertaining y'all, all right? It's coming. Just, you know, trust the process.
Baby
but
steps.
What do you say?
I said baby steps.
Yeah, baby steps.
What do you mean?
But, you know, artists, like I said, they're going to respect exactly what it is that they do. And those are the main ones. Like, when you see, like, you got this bomb artist that you love and you wondering, like, why they not mainstream, because they respect what they're doing and they're not selling out. That's why.
Yep.
All right?
Yep.
So, at the end of the day, y'all don't understand what's real and what's fake. Because what y'all up here saying is real, and reality actually fake. All right? And I'm going to just leave it at that. Y'all, you know, y'all going to go to work tomorrow with y'all white people, and y'all going to act a certain way, but y'all going to get on the timeline talking about something. It don't matter if they was brawling at New York Fashion Week because there's a whole bunch of white people and coke fiends and all the other stuff. All right. Go, that same energy, go bring that to work and let me know if you got a job out of here today, all right?
That's the thing, like, that I think somebody said that earlier, like, if you getting triggered off of somebody talking about you as a parent or somebody saying something about you, it's because that's really how you feel about yourself. If I walk up to you and say, damn, you fat as hell, like, you fell off. If you want to fight me based off of them words and we not even cool anyway, or because I tweeted it or because I said something or liked the post, it's really because that's how you feel about yourself. And you mad because I just touched that wound of yours. And I get it, because you insecure in that area. And you know what? In my opinion, Cardi, she probably really do feel insecure about whether or not she could be a good mom, because she's come at so many mothers. She didn't call people roaches and monkeys, everything else.
Yeah.
Now you got a child. That's why we're calling your child a monkey.
Dead baby. She talked about somebody dead baby, and actually Nikki actually brought that caller up on her show on the last episode. Yeah, she brought her up. So it's like, y'all are.
She was digging.
Y'all hate Nikki just like the rest of us. Y'all hate Nikki so bad. Like, I can't take no side. I'm on the fence. I'm chilling. But y'all hate Nikki so bad. And that was I was ignorant. You know, I ain't researched nothing. I was just going by what I was just seeing, you know. But y'all can't hate Nikki for saying something when Cardi has said a lot worse, but y'all not holding her to the same standard. And you're only doing that because y'all tired of Nicki Minaj. That's not right. Cardi's talking about somebody's dead baby, all right? She telling people that their kids is going to be hoes. She calling dark girls roaches. You know what I'm saying? Monkeys and stuff like that. But y'all dismissing that. But for some reason, Nicki is the most problematic heifer in the world. Look, both of them is effed up. Period.
Yep.
They both messed up.
Mm-hmm.
All right? One has not done more than what the other has done. Period. But because everybody is Operation Attack Nikki, everybody's going to, you know, they have no choice but to attack Nikki. Why? Because that's what the media has put out there. And that's what y'all mind is conditioned. Y'all not going to research. Y'all not trying to put nothing together. Y'all not trying to make sense of anything. Y'all listening to all these Barbies that's making these threads. And y'all thinking that it's legit. None of it makes sense. Period.
It doesn't make sense.
None of it makes sense.
The Nikki hate train can exist because Remy took shots at Nikki. And when Nikki didn't respond, didn't say anything, she didn't deny nothing that Remy said. As a matter of fact, Meek confirmed the stuff that Remy, people was confirming what Remy said. Then that's when everybody said, oh, shoot, it was like the Wiz at the end, like, oh, hell, we talk about Nicki now? Finally, like, I can now hate her in public. And it's kind of like, all right, now everybody can't stand Nicki, but she's been the same person since she came out. Like, she's been taking shots at people. She had a beef when she, like, mentioned Little Kim. She had beef when she first came out. Nicki always had beef with somebody. She always had beef with somebody.
Thank you. Thanks since day one.
I honestly think after you listen to this podcast and you're still choosing sides of this shit, you're fucking stupid because it's clearly staged. You like getting played at this point.
You can't choose sides.
Like, I'm really not even sitting up here ready to talk about it anymore. Y'all just brought out great points of how all this shit is staged. Them bitches might be cool as a bitch in behind doors, but y'all fucking, like, it's like, nah, this is stupid. That's like watching two bitches who you know, who you know fucking cool, but they want attention fight. Like, y'all really would see that? Because if bitches did that in my face, I wouldn't see that.
Also, at
the end of the day, what this podcast is going to give you, the information is going to give you is that it's all about the
ladies. What was you saying, JD?
I was going to say, I'm so sick of these two. Like, I was trying to watch Everyday Struggle yesterday because they were talking about the shit. And I was like, why the fuck am I even watching this shit? Like, why the fuck?
Exactly.
Why do we care? Like, I've got to a point. I don't watch Nicki Minaj interviews no more. I don't watch Cardi B interviews. If it's a Cardi B or Nicki Minaj interview, I'm not watching it. Because they talk about the same shit. Safari, Cardi B, and her album, and Meek Mill. Cardi talks about loving hip-hop, getting out of the strip club, rapping, and Nicki Minaj. It's the same shit every interview. Like, I'm so sick of them talking,
They're not even dropping diss records. At least with niggas when they beef, we get some good music with it. These bitches really
Yeah, that's another thing. But JD was saying that he was watching Everyday Struggle and he had to turn it off. Bro, I was getting ready to watch it yesterday and I'm like, I can't even watch this. Like, I can't. Nicki only got like 3 interviews. Like, this year, like, she only had, like, 3 recent interviews, and Cardi has a whole bunch of interviews.
And they're all
like,
trash.
At this point, right. They're running around the same questions. There's no clear indication on exactly what's going on. Cardi, like I said earlier, she dodges 90% of her questions. And especially, like, I'm like, I don't know why you're dodging questions about you and your man. Like, I mean, ain't y'all married for real, for real? Or maybe not. Maybe that's just, you know, maybe they probably did a Stevie and Jocelyn situation.
Yeah, I was about to say, that's that industry shit.
That industry mess. And then Cardi just ended up getting pregnant. I mean, shit. I'm going to call it what it is. I don't even think that baby was supposed to be here. But, you know, babies are a blessing, so congratulations. You have money to take care of your baby now. Instead of being a hood rat in the Bronx on Section 8 and or getting welfare. However, man, fuck both them bitches. And that's all I got to say. I'm ready to go.
Boom. She said it. And you all have a blessed evening. Fuck them both. Do better.
You too. Nice talking.
Have a good night, y'all. Have a good night.
Bye, y'all. Bye. You too. Bye.